Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Jeremiah Rogers. And I'm going to talk to you a few minutes about the DS2's extra software. The plus version of their software. I'll find out before this podcast is over. I'm actually going to do at least part of this podcast while I get my CPAP machine ready for bed. For those of you who do not know, the CPAP is a machine that's used by people who have sleep apnea, which is a stoppage of breathing in the middle of the night, such that you never get particularly good sleep. And so this machine just blows the air. You put a little mask over your face, and the machine blows air into your nose, essentially, preventing your airway from closing up and allowing you to breathe all night. And so you breathe better and you sleep better, and all in all, it makes life a whole lot better than, at least in my case, makes it a whole lot better than I realized it wasn't. I didn't realize it was a problem. So pardon the background noise. I think my wife is watching TV or something in the background, so I'm going to hope that this isn't too noisy. And maybe hope I can give you a little bit of information about that software. As I said when I did my career cast a few weeks ago, I did this. I bought the Elite Olympus DS2 based on having heard it perform on this podcast, and kind of decided that I was sort of interested in perhaps a little bit of sound collecting and also perhaps in podcasting. So I ordered up the DS2 and was pretty pleased with how accessible the recorder is as far as using it. But I didn't find the problems that Larry has mentioned about the software that comes with it. I acknowledge the same issues. I mean, there are a few things that aren't perhaps ideal with the accessibility of their software, but as a general rule, I find their software completely usable. There's not been anything that I wanted to do with that software that I couldn't do with it. I did choose to pay the $10 to upgrade from the stock software to the plus version. And the reason I paid that $10 was for the ability to control the menu functions of the recorder. You cannot control all of the menu functions of the recorder, but you can control most of them. Probably most appealing, at least in it was most appealing to me, is the fact that you could control the recorder has the ability to play or record things at a specific time. So you could say, you can tell it, record, you know, do a recording from 2:30 to 2:45 a.m. or from, you know, 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock p.m. And you can also tell it to do that recording one time or every day or every week or every month or, you know, on any number of schedule criteria. So that's probably the chief thing that you can control by the menu. But among the other things that you can control by the menu is you can control the quality of the recording. So you can control in which of the five levels that the recorder records things at. You can control the time on the recorder, the recorder's date and time. And actually, you can sync those to the date and time on the PC. You can control the... oh gosh, I had a brain freeze. You can control the... I guess like the brightness of the recorder's display, which I guess in theory could save batteries if one set that down real low. And you can control, oh gosh, there's something else. I'm actually going to go show it, sort of browse through the menus here in just a few minutes. But I thought I'd do some of the preliminary explanation, and it appears a fair bit of wasting time while I put that CPAP machine together, got the parts of it out of the dishwasher and put it together. The recorder has two from its sort of from its main screen. I'm not sure how much of this has been talked about in Larry and Mary's recordings because I haven't listened to them, but the recorder sort of has a two-tiered approach to browsing the different sounds that you've recorded. One is on the PC and the other is on the Olympus itself, and you cannot move, as far as I can tell, between those two sets of they look like tree views to me. You can't move between those with the keyboard, but you can do it with your screen reader cursor, be that the JAWS or the Window Eyes cursor, or I guess if the other screen readers, I'm certain they have cursors that allow you to browse the screen pretty easily, and you can move to those things by just putting your screen reader's cursor where you want it and then clicking the left mouse button. I have done enough looking around in the software to know that it could easily be scripted, and you could probably easily do set files for it, because it does not, I mean, it does use pretty much all standard Windows types, and all of the main controls are actually standard Windows controls, so it would be pretty easy to script it if one were so inclined. The one thing I do really like about the software is that you, another thing I guess that I really do like about the software is that you can tell it to, you can play the different files once you've downloaded it from the DS2, which can be done in the software. You can play files in their software. I don't do that very often, because it's much easier to just do it in Winamp or Windows Media Player, but it is possible to play the software from their to play the files from their software, and it is possible to do it with keyboard commands almost exclusively. So I like their player pretty good. Some of the buttons in there aren't labeled well, but again, that could be scripted pretty easily. I looked at it enough to know that it'd be, you know, it'd take probably several hours of scripting to get it done. But once somebody got it done, it should work flawlessly about every time. I'm going to boot my computer up here. And I don't have a very easy way or a very... I don't have a very easy way of putting the sound of the computer directly into the recorder. So I am going to just create what I admit right now is a less than excellent recording of the computer's speech. But hopefully it'll give you enough information to at least answer some of the questions that Larry was asking on podcasts 224 and 226 when he talked about the plus version of the software. So I'm going to wait on my PC to boot up here. Shouldn't be any time now. The review, or the this version of the, or the PC that we're going to use runs JAWS for Windows version 7, and we just use Eloquence as the speech. I don't have a microphone to use really, other than the one that's on the DS2, though I intend to fix that very soon. Logged on here, and for what it's worth, Larry, once you get this recording, of course, feel free to edit out the logging in, if you so desire. Cool, I've crashed my computer, so I'll edit out at least some of this. Nope, maybe I didn't. No, I didn't crash it yet. 100%. And we'll slow the speech up a little bit once we get into the software. DSS Player is what they call this. So this is DSS Player Plus is the version of the software that I have.
DSS Player Plus, download pre holder ADS 20,020.
The configure recorder options, there are three tabs. The first one is the general tab.
Playback tab.
The next one is the playback tab.
Record tab.
And the last one is the record tab.
General tab.
In the general tab, the first option we come to
beep on radio button checked. One of two.
Is the beep option, and you can either turn the beep on or off. It's radio buttons. The second option,
backlight off radio button checked. Two of two.
Is the backlight, and like the beeps, it's a radio button, so you can turn it on or off.
Contrast left right slider 45%.
The next one is the contrast of the display on the recorder.
36%.
27, 45%. There appear to be about
left, right, slider, 45%.
9 or 10 options for that. I've never changed it. It comes set at 45%.
Date format is PC settings checkbox checked.
There's a date format, and you can check this box to use the PC settings, or you can uncheck this box.
Date format DY radio button checked. One of three.
And there are three choices for the date format. There's MDY.
Date format YFD radio button checked.
The second one is year,
YFD
month, date.
Date format DFY radio button checked. 3 of 3.
And the third one is date, day, month, year.
Date format FDY radio button checked. 1 of 3.
So since I live in the United States, I'm going to put it back to month, day, year.
Date format checked.
And then I'm actually going to go back over and check this box, because I just leave it to set for the PC.
Clock format 24H radio button checked. 2 of 2.
You can change the clock format for 12 or 24 hours. I keep every clock I own on 24 hours, so that's where that one is set.
At play stop recording time date radio button checked. 3 of 7.
Now this set of radio buttons here controls what is shown on the screen of the recorder.
At play stop recording time date.
At play or stop. So if you're recording something and you stop, or if you're playing something, it's going to show you whatever this radio button is set to. I have it set
recording time date radio button check 3 of
to
7.
The time and date that the file that we're listening to was recorded. The other options here, for what it's worth.
At play stop file length radio button check 1 of 7.
The first one is file length.
At play stop recording date radio button checked. 2 of 7.
The next one is the date it was recorded.
At play stop recording time date radio button checked. 3 of 7.
The date and time that it was recorded.
At play stop comment radio button checked. 4 of 7.
This recorder, as you may or may not know, has the ability for you to enter comments about the files, and so it can show the comment as you play or stop on that file.
At play stop memory space radio button checked. 5 of 7.
I presume memory space is the amount of space left on the recorder.
At play stop current time date radio button checked. 7
you can have
of
it
7.
Set the do the current time, and that appears to be all.
At play stop file length radio button checked. 1 of 7. At play stop recording time date radio button checked. 3 of 7.
I'll put it back where it was.
Record memory space bar radio button checked. 2 of 2.
Oh, this is not right. What is this?
Memories drop bullet memory space bar group box checked. Clock format group box. Quarter circle recording level indicator group box not checked. East memory space record recording level indicator radio button checked. 1 of 2.
So, so when it's recording.
Recording level indicator radio button checked. 1 of 2. Recording record memory space bar radio button checked. 2 of 2.
I guess when it's recording, you can either have it show the recording level indicator
or a space bar. That's, I guess, what that means. I never have even seen that option before. Never paid any attention to it. But that again controls something that's displayed on the screen, and I think there must be a progress bar or something that shows up there as you are recording.
Cancel button. General tab. Record memory spacebar radio button.
And because we haven't changed anything, Cancel. We don't have an OK button.
General tab. Playback tab.
Now back onto the playback tab.
Playback page. Short repeat playback off radio button checked. 1 of 3.
So we now have a short repeat playback.
Short repeat playback 1 second. Skip radio button checked. 2 of 3. Short repeat playback 2 seconds. Skip. Short repeat playback off radio.
And I don't know what that off 1 second or 2 second does. I think what that must do is give you... I don't know actually what it does. But it's something you can control there.
Continuous playback off radio button checked. 1 of 2.
You can turn on or off continuous playback. So I guess it'll keep going from file to file until it's done, like the bootport can.
Play speed combo box. X1.0005 of 13.
Okay, now this play speed box. I don't know whether anybody has mentioned it in the past or not, but the play speed, the recorder has two play modes. One of the play modes, it plays things in real time just as it recorded them. And then it has some compression ability in it to either speed up or slow down files. And you can actually set in this software the initial speed that it chooses to start playing things at when you turn on the compression. And the compression can go
X0.500
from 1/2 the normal speed
X2.000
to 2 times the normal speed
X1.875
and it appears to be in 1/8 X increments
X1.250 X1.000
and actually I'm not certain, but I think that might be more precise than the recorder itself allows you to do as you record, as you change that. You can change it on the recorder, and I'm not certain that that's not in quarter X increments, so I don't have to play with that, and somebody else can report on it, or I can report back on it if anybody's interested in that.
Skip interval file, skip radio button checked. 1 of 6.
Now this recorder has the ability to change the amount, change the behavior of the forward and backward buttons on the recorder, and that's configurable in both the menus and as you can hear in this software.
File skip radio button check 1 of 6.
So I have mine set to, when I push those buttons, skip one file at a time. So go from file to file to file.
Skip interval 10 seconds radio button check 2 of 6.
But you can set it to be 10 seconds.
Skip interval 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Skip interval 1 minute radio
minute.
Button. Skip interval 5 minutes radio
5 minutes.
Button check 5 of 6. Skip interval 10 minutes
or
radio
10 minutes.
Alarm playback checkbox not checked.
Hush up here.
Skip interval file skip radio button checked. 1 of 6.
And interestingly enough, I just noticed that once I got down to the 6th of those radio buttons, if I hit down arrow again, it didn't wrap back to the top. So that may be of use to somebody.
Alarm playback checkbox not checked.
Now this box here says alarm playback, and that is exactly what it implies. If I check this box.
Checked. Alarm sound radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Then we can have a radio button where we can tell the recorder to make an alarm sound, which is just about 6 little beeps that it repeats over and over and over again for a long time. Or you can have it play a specific file.
File radio button checked. 2 of 2.
And if we select file.
Alarm playback file read only edit.
We can
button.
Browse the recorder
alarm file radio button.
For the file that we want it to play.
Alarm sound.
Or actually, you might browse your computer. I'm not sure. I never have done it that way before. I've always just used the recorder's internal beeps when I set the alarm for something. And so I might be browsing your computer, and the thing might upload the file to the recorder if it's not there.
List box 2215, 0 items.
And now we see what it thinks is a list box. That's actually not right.
15,
20. And it allows us to set the time. And because, remember, I had mine set to be 24-hour time, the time I'm setting it shows up as 22:15, which was 10:15 p.m., and that's the last time I had the alarm set for.
Alarm playback checkbox check, not check.
So you can set that from this menu.
Cancel button.
And we've made no changes, so it doesn't give me an OK button.
I'll skip it for alarm check.
I will check this.
Alarms list box, cancel button, playback tag.
Oh, actually, I guess it's not giving me the OK button because it doesn't see the recorder.
App list box.
That's interesting.
22 bits alarm playback checkbox check. Not app playback tab. Record tab.
And the final tab is the record tab.
Record page. Recorded mode stereo HQ radio button checked. 505.
And we can set the record mode. Now, this record mode that we're setting here is the actual record mode that it's going to record in anytime you tap the record button. And, of course, it has five choices. The most high quality of them being stereo HQ mode.
Recorded mode stereo SP radio.
And then the next one is stereo SP mode.
Recorded mode HQ radio.
And then we have HQ.
Recorded mode LP radio.
And then we have LP.
Recorded mode SP radio.
And then we have SP mode. So that's that. And with that one, you get something like 22 hours of recording time. Interestingly, that set of radio buttons does wrap when you go to the top or the bottom. So it's not quite consistent. And I can see where that would throw some folks, but so I'll keep that on stereo HQ mode most of the time.
Microphone sensitivity, conference radio button checked.
This recorder has two microphone sensitivities, conference or dictation.
Microphone sensitivity, dictation.
And you can change those in these in this DSS Player Plus.
VCVA off radio button checked. Two of two.
It has a VCVA, which I think stands for something like voice. Something, voice activator or something like that. I know very little about it. I read about it in the manual, but anyway, you can turn it on or off in this software.
VCVA off radio.
And if you turn
VCVA
it on,
timer recording, microphone sensitivity, conference radio, VC timer recording, checkbox not checked, cancel button. VCVA on radio button.
You actually are supposed to be able to set its level. No, VCVA doesn't have a level. Never mind. So. Anyway, you can turn VCVA on or off.
Timer recording checkbox.
And we have a checkbox here for timer recording, and that's identical in function to the playback timer that we had in the prior tab, except, of course, it turns the recorder on and off when you specify. So here, we'll check this
checked.
One.
Start time list box, 0230.
And the last one I did, I started it recording at 2:30 in the morning.
Stop time list box 0245.
And had it stop 15 minutes later. I wanted to see if I really snored without that CPAP machine, so I used the DS2 to find out. And I found out that I did snore. So.
Folder combo box, folder.
And when
five.
You set it to record at a specific time, you can set it to put that file in a specific folder.
Only once radio button checked.
You can tell it whether or not you want to do it one time.
Everyday radio button checked, 2 of 2.
Or every day.
Only once radio button.
And that set of radio buttons does wrap.
Recorded mode HQ radio button checked, 3 of 5.
And what I think is perhaps the neatest feature of this whole recorder is that this recording mode does not impact the recording mode that you keep it set at. So normally I keep it set at high quality, stereo high quality mode. But for that recording, I was only going to snore from one place, so I chose to record it in just high quality mode. And so you can set that here. So you can have it do any, you can have it record, you can set it to record a meeting, a 3-hour meeting, which it is not capable of doing in stereo high quality because of space limitations. So you can just back it off to the one that will fit. So that's a neat feature.
Cancel button.
And that's all of the configurable options from within this DSS Player Plus software. Other than that, I believe it to be functionally identical to the regular DSS Player software that ships with this recorder. It does have, the Plus version of the software does have features which allow this software to actually interface with Dragon Dictate or IBM VivaVoice, which would allow you to dictate notes to this recorder, and then when you plug the recorder into the PC, the software automatically launches, pulls your files off, does the speech recognition on them, and creates text files or Word files for you. That is other functionality that's put into the DSS Player Plus software. But since I don't own that software, I really can't do much as far as demonstrating that to you. But from what I've read, it looks like with a little bit of time and patience, that can be very nicely automated and be pretty much made seamless to plug the recorder in and get some text files or Word files out of it at the end. So perhaps it'd be a pretty neat thing to add to one's Bookport arsenal such that we could you could make a bunch of notes. And if you had Dragon Dictate or something, plug this recorder in, have it turn it into text files, and then put those babies on your bookport and read them later or something. So like I said, the software was only $10, and I consider it a tremendous investment because it gave me some access to some of the neater features of the recorder. I had learned how to navigate the menus pretty well as far as changing the voice, changing the quality of the recording on the fly, changing the conference, changing the microphone sensitivity mode between conference and dictation mode. And I've also learned to easily change the recorder from the from being a drive to being a microphone and speaker for the PC. I like using this recorder as a microphone for the PC. It does a great job for that. The audio is a little bit low, but it does a great job as far as some directional recording. And as soon as I get a better set of stereo microphones, I'm really excited about the possibility of combining this recorder with my laptop to create a very usable mobile recording setup that will allow me both the space and functionality of a laptop on which to record and the audio control of the DS2. So I apologize for the beginning rambling of this recording. I hope that that it still turns out to be helpful to somebody. And look forward to any feedback anybody would like to provide. Feel free to email me at jzr@intrex.net. That's jzr@intrex.net.